Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a really fascinating look into local floristry. We're focusing on one business that, well, seems to have truly mastered its craft. We want to unpack how a company like this distinguishes itself, you know, how it thrives in what feels like a pretty traditional industry. Now, for this deep dive, all our material, it comes straight from excerpts of this florist's website. So we're getting a kind of insider's view, you could say, into their services, their philosophy, what they think sets them apart, our mission, basically to dig out those key strategic nuggets that make this flower shop really stand out.
Yeah, and what's really insightful, I think, is that it's more than just understanding one business. This deep dive, it really offers a compelling case study. It shows how passion, smart location, and really getting what customers need can build this incredibly resilient and cherished local presence. It's fascinating how they seem to turn, you know, a simple purchase into something more, a thoughtful experience.
Okay, let's unpack that foundation then. We're focusing today on Euro Flowers. They bill themselves as voted top florist in Mississauga. And they serve Mississauga and the wider, greater Toronto area. What jumps out immediately is their longevity. Over 20 years of local service, that's pretty significant for any business, right? Especially dealing with fresh goods. What does that kind of history tell us?
Oh, absolutely. Hmm. That longevity, it's not just a number. It speaks volumes. It points to considerable brand equity, you know, trust built over time, and probably high customer lifetime value. After two decades, they have recognition that, well, newcomers just can't buy. This kind of reputation, especially around quality and freshness, it implies really consistent operations, a strong backbone. And honestly, that's a powerful barrier to entry for competitors.
And their location seems core to that story. The source mentions they're strategically located at the foot of the iconic Port Credit Lighthouse. That's not just a nice view, is it? How does a prime spot like that actually help a florist's business?
That's a really sharp observation. Mm. It's much more than just a visible address. It's a strategic asset. Being at a landmark like that, it offers instant brand recognition, a reference point, super convenient for walk-ins, obviously, and for deliveries across Mississauga, Oakville, Burlington, Etobicoke, Toronto. Mm-hmm. It probably makes their logistics smoother, too. Helps ensure those timely flower deliveries. It positions them almost as a local institution, doesn't it? That hallmark of quality and elegance embedded in the community.
Mm-hmm. I also noticed they really emphasize being your local neighborhood flower shop.
Yeah.
A passionate florist in Mississauga, not a faceless chain. Now, lots of businesses say that, but what are the maybe subtle things, the strategies underneath that let them actually show that personal touch? How do they make it resonate and stand out from bigger, maybe more impersonal services?
That's a great question because, yeah, it has to be more than just a slogan. For Euroflowers, that personal touch, it seems baked into how they operate. By focusing on local, they're signaling they understand the community. Local events, personal moments, things a big chain might overlook. That builds a real connection, you know, fosters customer loyalty. It turns simple transactions into relationships. It's powerful relationship marketing, really hard for scale-driven competitors to copy.
Okay, so that connection sets the stage, but ultimately it's about the flowers, right? What they create. Let's shift to their artistry, the core offering. The site highlights handcrafted floral designs for every occasion, done by a team of experienced florists creating exquisite arrangements designed to enchant and inspire. How does emphasizing handcrafted and exquisite make them different when there are, you know, pre-made options everywhere?
Right. Well, it immediately signals they're going for artisanal branding, not mass production. In a market that can be, let's face it, pretty saturated with generic stuff, handcrafted positions them as premium. It suggests care, unique design, maybe better quality. And what's really compelling, I think, is their focus on unique and exotic flower species rarely found elsewhere. Now, that's not just about looking nice. It's a very smart differentiation strategy, offering hard-to-find blooms. That carves out a niche. It appeals to customers looking for something special, maybe willing to pay a bit more. And it probably generates more buzz, more word of mouth than standard roses or carnations.
And for those wanting something really personal, they offer custom bouquets. Their florists excel in creating bespoke bouquets tailored to your specific needs and preferences. You can bring your own ideas or let them run with it for a truly one-of-a-kind arrangement. How does offering that level of customization, that bespoke service, affect customer satisfaction beyond just getting a unique product?
Oh, it's huge. It's all about customer-centric design.
Mm.
Even co-creation, you can say. When a customer feels like their vision is actually understood and brought to life, it massively boosts their emotional connection to the flowers, yes, but also to the brand. This bespoke approach makes people feel valued, heard, That leads to, well, customer delight. And that means much higher chances of repeat business, positive reviews, telling their friends. It shifts it from just buying a thing to getting a truly personalized service.
So, okay, they nail the artistry, the customization, but how do they make sure that beautiful arrangement actually gets to you smoothly? That brings us to their service and convenience focus. They give you options. Visit the beautiful shop, get delivery across the GTA, or shop online, meeting you where you are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they don't just offer delivery. They promise it'll be fast, elegant, and stress-free, including same-day flower delivery in Mississauga and across the GTA. Mm. Now, for a perishable item like flowers, that's critical. And for a local florist to manage that reliably, keeping quality high, that's not easy. It suggests they must have highly optimized internal processes, maybe efficient routing for drivers, strong relationships with suppliers for fresh stock, a dedicated delivery team. That level of operational excellence is what lets them make such a strong promise.
Yeah, it's clear they have a wide range. Just to give you a feel, the site mentions specific items like the EFE 100 Garden Party Centerpiece starting at $100, the EFE 102 Sweetie Sunrise Bouquet from $75, EFE 112 Tulips Together at $120. But here's something interesting. Their most popular option, which has 58 reviews, quite a lot, is the Florist Choice Custom Arrangement. And it's priced very accessibly at $65. What does the popularity of a Florist Choice, especially at that price, tell us about their customers or maybe their strategy?
That is fascinating. The popularity of Florist's Choice suggests a few things. First, a really high level of customer trust in their expertise, right? People are willing to let go of the reins, trusting the florist will create something beautiful. Second, it could be a smart pricing strategy. $65 is a pretty accessible entry point. Maybe it acts as a way to introduce new customers to their quality and style without a huge commitment, a kind of trial offer, almost. And third, for customers, it cuts down decision fatigue while still promising something custom and unique. Perceived high value and convenience combined.
Zooming out a bit, it looks like Euroflowers really aims to cover the entire customer journey. All those life moments, you know, celebrating a milestone, sending sympathy, or just making someone's day. They've got options, plus specifics like wedding bouquets, anniversary arrangements, and then all the seasonal stuff. Summer flowers, spring, Christmas, Valentine's Day flowers and chocolates, even prom flowers. How does offering such a wide range help their business overall?
Well, that breadth is a classic example of really thorough market segmentation and maximizing revenue streams, obviously. By covering everything from big joys to solemn moments, they become a kind of one-stop shop for floral needs. But what's really interesting is how they go beyond just selling. The blog articles you mentioned, the anniversary flowers guide, designing a sympathy arrangement, the wedding floral checklist. That's smart content marketing. They're not just selling flowers. They're educating, guiding customers, positioning themselves as experts, as a trusted resource. That really deepens customer engagement, encourages repeat business. It builds a much longer-term relationship than just, you know, one-off sales.
Yeah, it definitely seems they're committed to that core promise to make your moments beautiful. Mm. So what does this all mean for you, listening in? From this deep dive into Euroflowers, we've really seen how a local florist can do more than just survive. They can thrive for decades. And they do it by blending things, that strategic location, a real passion for unique artistry, and this constant focus on customer ease and thoughtful service. It really is about more than just the flowers themselves. It's the whole curated, emotionally connected experience.
Right. And it makes you wonder, doesn't it, for any business in any field, how do you build that kind of lasting legacy? How do you become that trusted hallmark of quality and elegance in your own community? Thinking about Euroflowers, their unique blooms, the handcrafted touch that focus on connection and education, which of those elements do you think is most vital for building that deep, long-term customer relationship wherever you work?
That's a great question to chew on. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope it gets you thinking about the real value of local expertise and personalized service, especially in a world that can sometimes feel increasingly generic.